This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your questions, your comments, your concerns, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, thank you. For those of you who don't listen to us live, we are live 9 to noon Pacific time. So it's the morning on the Pacific. East Coast, it's noon to 3, obviously. So some of you guys don't listen to our show live. So we are getting your questions. We are getting your comments. Some of them are on our answer line or some of them are on email. And one of the questions that I want to open with is, how many vaccinated people have gotten COVID? Another one has asked about what's going on with the boosters. So let's try to get to some of these questions. So how many vaccinated people have tested positive for COVID? The big answer to that is we don't know. But it is in the thousands. And as I've said earlier on the show, I think about a month or two ago, the CDC had decided to stop testing mild cases after they hit about 10,000. We're being told in Massachusetts nearly 4,000 vaccinated people tested positive, according to recent data from the State Department of Health. They say those numbers of breakthrough cases in the state have been infrequent, accounting for 1 in about 1,000 vaccinated people. As of June 12th, we're being told by Fox News there was 33,791 coronavirus cases among the more than 3.7 million fully vaccinated individuals in Massachusetts. So that's just a number out of Massachusetts. The reason why the FDA or the CDC, I believe, stopped testing is, one, is cost. Two is it could kind of freak people out that they could still get COVID anyway and still carry COVID, and it probably wouldn't really work well with the, you know, try to move to try to get us off the vaccine, off the masks and off the social distancing. It's not really a good optic hearing in the media that you still have a bunch of vaccinated people walking around possibly having COVID. But as I said, the purpose of the vaccine was never to stop COVID per se. We want it to. It was just to prevent you from dying of it. That's how the mRNA vaccine was administered, and then the DNA vaccines with adenovirus vectors from the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, mRNA straight-up vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. So breakthrough infections are expected. The problem with any of these numbers is they're underreported because the average person having a quote-unquote summer cold does not want to go and get tested. So I don't want to sound like a broken record. It's a great question. Keep asking questions, even if I've answered them before. I love it. You know, it's always new listeners to the show. But I'm licensed in multiple states. When people call into telemedicine saying they need an antibiotic for a sinus infection, there is no way for me to say that sinus infection is not COVID. Mild COVID can cause sinus infections. Sinus infections are not always bacterial. So when I say you might want to go and get tested, they're like, no, I'm vaccinated. I'm like, I think it might be a good idea for you to get tested. And I sincerely doubt they do. They don't want to miss work. They don't want to then commit their family members to not working, to not going to work. And they don't want to think that they vaccinated in vain. It's not in vain. In fact, a recent study from the CDC showed that Pfizer and Moderna are about 90% effective against infection 2 weeks after the last dose has passed. One dose of the Johnson & Johnson is 72% effective. But for many people, a mild case of COVID is a little cold. I would prefer COVID never setting up shop in our body because I don't trust it. I think it was tinkered with in China, but that's just me. So I got the vaccine, urged my kids to get the vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine, but I get that there's hesitancy. We just spoke to Avash, I apologize. You see, this is what happens. Maybe this was COVID. Maybe the reason why I have short-term memory issues because of COVID. But wait a second. That's actually a new doctor. All right, you know what? I can't pull it up. Ron Paul. So anyway, thank you, Dr. Ron Paul, for joining us previously to talk about vaccines. You could go to vaccine.gov to get your vaccine. So to answer your question, we believe thousands of people have had breakthrough cases. We just stopped counting, and many people aren't testing. We are going to be talking about boosters. There's a lot of discussion in terms of the variants and in terms of needing yearly shots. It's June. We're coming up on the end of June, about a week or so. So people are wondering, are they going to have to get a COVID booster in the fall? Now, you would think they would talk to us about this. We'd get a little bit more scoop, but our concern probably, or not my concern, but I think the Biden administration's concern is they were trying to hit that goal of herd immunity by July 4th. And if people think they're going to have to turn around and get a shot in September, some may wait. And I hear people say that. They go, if I got to get a shot in September, I don't think the booster is going to be given in September. Which then brings the next question. Will the unused earlier shots be used first before people get a booster? So if we bought all these shots and then we have the booster, what happens to the older shots? So we don't have those answers yet. Are they going to go to other countries? I mean, you know, these shots have expirations. Now, I would think that if Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca were currently making more vaccine for the orders, that they already have the newer variant, the new booster, but I don't believe we're there yet. I don't believe they've done that. And I think the reason why is the variant evolution is so fluid right now. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you guys have been watching the headlines. I don't know if you've actually been watching our calendar, right, nearing the end of June. Which means we got maybe a good 2 months of summer. It's back to school. It's the fall. I mean, I'm thinking we just started summer. We're just about to go on vacation, get into the groove of summer. But we can't do that. In medicine, as a parent, you have to keep thinking that school in September and the fall is less than 10 weeks away. Well, what was supposed to happen in the fall that was supposed to be super big? Right? What was predicted to be ready in the fall? The booster. And we're being told, especially from UK media outlets, yeah, booster's coming in the fall. Okay? We haven't even gotten all our ducks in a row with the first vaccine. So I'm excited.
stated that clinical trials are going to be rolling out their data, and some countries are going to be reviewing that data and hopefully rolling out the COVID vaccine in the fall. I'm here to say it's going to be a little bit more complicated than that. And I don't want anybody saying, you know what, let me pass on this vaccine right now because in 8.5 weeks, I'll be able to hopefully roll up my sleeve for the booster. I just don't see that happening in America. I don't think we are going to even have access to a booster for a while. And why is it so complicated? Why can't this turn out simple? Well, because it's not like the flu shot. The flu shot, only half the country got it. It was pretty easy to make, pretty quick to make. We're only shooting for 60% efficacy at its highest. Now, the FDA won't look at anything less than 50% efficacy. It just makes no sense. But the flu shot on some years are only 20% effective. So we make our flu shot based on whatever data we get from Australia and the Southern Hemisphere. We do the best we can, decide what we're going to use to make our flu shot by February, the season before, gets produced throughout the summer, and then distributed by fall, and we got a flu shot. A little different than coronavirus. People don't want 20 to 60% efficacy. People want 90-plus percent efficacy. They also want a lot more safety data and safety trials. And since you have companies and schools mandating, Americans want a lot more answers. With the flu shot, they can say, I'm going to pass. Nobody gives them too much trouble, except maybe a couple employers. But with COVID, if you say you're going to pass, you might not be able to travel overseas. You might not be able to go to work. You might not be able to go to college. So it's serious stuff. So obviously the people are very, very concerned about boosters. I was looking at MIT's entrance requirements, and I'm interested to see if, you know, a school like that would accept any of my children, you know, for college. I wouldn't tell them. I say, don't say I'm your mom, okay? Because they're not going to think you have the genes strong enough for the school. They're saying you have to have your second vaccine by the end of July. So right now, everybody's scrambling for the first COVID vaccine. It looks like Biden's going to miss his goal of the herd immunity by July 4th, but still amazing job by both administrations and Health and Human Services and the National Guard and FEMA and all the health districts on what they did to get us here. It's fantastic. But the reason why it's so complicated with the booster is there's many countries that still even haven't gotten access to the first shot yet. And so if these countries are asking all these pharmaceutical companies to pump out more vaccine and to do it quickly, they're not, you know, you have third world countries and then you have the first world countries. I don't like to call it those. Is it fair that those countries are already starting to pass out boosters when other countries out there don't have their first sets of shots? Now, my answer to that is maybe what could be done is just start any leftovers, start giving them to the other countries, start having factories and production work overtime in local areas that can start making the vaccine, and maybe all vaccines being made now have the quote-unquote newer mRNA, newer variant. The problem with that is it's not quick to make. They have to test it, and then they have to trial it. It's a completely different vaccine. Now, some of you are like, I don't understand this. The flu shot's easier. Because remember, we're working with DNA and mRNA. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca take a piece of DNA. The DNA tells our DNA to make a piece of mRNA to make the spike proteins. Pfizer and Moderna is giving us mRNA directly, which means it is a completely new vaccine. If you are tinkering with the mRNA or DNA to make a different spike protein, it's not as simple as the flu shot, the killed, inactivated, where you inactivate a bunch of the flu, and there it is, guys. This was the flu in the Southern Hemisphere. These are the strains. this is what we're going to get. You're not tinkering as much. You already have the virus. We know what we're dealing with. So it is taking longer. And then how are they going to do the rollout if they're having trouble getting people to get their first shot and then their second dose, then the boosters? I think it is going to be complex. Now, eventually, maybe 5 years down the line, if God forbid COVID is still with us, it might be old hat, really easy to do, just like with the flu shot. Everybody come in, get your yearly flu shot, you get your shot, you're good, leave, and it's fine. But we are going to be rolling out the first wild-type COVID vaccine still well into the fall. Biden's trying to speed things up. States are trying to speed things up. But remember, these shots also have expiration dates. So if we're making a bunch of shots that are going to expire in a few months, they got to get shipped to areas where people can use them. Then, of course, the variants. The other problem, the reason why it's complicated, is the variants are changing. The variants are it's very fluid right now. And so we're saying, okay, where's the booster? Well, we started making a booster for the Alpha UK variant. Well, if the UK variant is not going to be the dominant strain by the time the booster comes, we're playing catch-up. Right now, America is bracing for the Delta variant, the one that was decimating India. Well, the Delta variant and the variant that was known as originating in India, we only heard about it a couple months ago. The booster started to be worked on way before that. So will the booster be effective? So how I look at it is we're always going to be behind the curve, just like with flu shots. Because by the time the flu shot gets rolled out, there's already mutations in the strain. And so we will have boosters. We might have the first of them show in the fall. I don't think it's going to be a September 1 fall. I think it's going to be more like a mid-November sort of fall. Even though I start to look at mid-November as we're going into winter season. So that's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking maybe by November, we'll have boosters available along with flu shots, though not given together yet, because I don't think we've had time to study that, because we really need weeks and months to study these things. I do see the booster coming, but it's going to be very, very complicated. You know, is it going to be good enough for emerging variants? Are the variants going to outsmart things? Is the wild-type virus vaccine that we have, wild-type is kind of the original one, is it good enough? Now, we're being told what you have is good enough so far, and we're going to be undergoing a really good test. If God forbid that Delta variant does, as predicted, become very present and prevalent in America, we'll see what happens with vaccinated individuals. Now, I believe it was Massachusetts that reported over 4,000 vaccinated people came down with COVID anyway, mild. We know that there's been thousands of cases. CDC stopped counting after 10,000 because they weren't going to track down mild cases to see how many happened in vaccinated individuals. But if we see our hospital population, God forbid, during the Delta variant wave, and most of those people hospitalized are not vaccinated, and our vaccinated individuals are saying COVID what? Then we may not need the booster that's currently being made that is kind of specializing more towards the Alpha and the Beta. The Beta variant is the South African one. We've known about that one for a while. That one is supposed to be also highly contagious. So that's why the booster, don't try to get your hopes up and waiting for a September booster. I just don't think it's going to come out that easily. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer claims there is a rot at the center of the modern Republican Party. Schumer saying Republicans are involved in a coordinated voter suppression effort in states across the United States. Those comments as the Senate is set to take a procedural vote on Tuesday regarding a voting rights bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell saying,
naming and shaming is not a hypothetical concept. It's been a concrete reality for thousands of private citizens. And today, Democrats are asking for a green light to supercharge the intimidation machine.
Arvada Mayor Mark Williams says the shooting death of one of the city's police officers in the Denver suburb is heartbreaking. Officer Gordon Beasley was killed Monday in a confrontation in the city's Old Town area. The suspect and a Good Samaritan were also killed. USA Radio News. The Taliban continue to add to their military victories in Afghanistan as the Pentagon claims the withdrawal of the remaining estimated 3,500 troops remains on pace. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has more on the story.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in contact with operational commanders in Afghanistan, but the troop withdrawal remains on pace.
It is a dynamic situation, and we've said that from the very beginning. He and the chairman, General McKenzie, are constantly looking at the pace we're going at and the capabilities we have and the capabilities that we're going to need throughout to complete the withdrawal.
Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban were taking place in Qatar, but have stalled.
The median home price topped $350,000 for the first time in May, as a shortage of properties and low interest rates continue to drive monthly increases. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the tax credits and daycare, these have been issues that I think have kind of plagued politicians, plagued parents, and plagued taxpayers. You have a lot of people out there that put in a lot of money over the years, hoping they could kind of, you know, sit back, start to collect some of their dues that they put in for years. But it looks like we're going to be spending and spending and spending more. So don't sit back and relax just yet. We're still going to need more tax dollars. But this is interesting, and this is something that is being debated on whether it's really, really going to help and really going to work or if it's going to hurt. So President Biden has announced that families are going to get $300 per child a month starting July 15th if they earn less than $150,000. He's also going to hike tax credits for children
by 80%. Now, this is huge for people that have children. I have two. And so, although they're now all grown up, so that would mean $600. It's about $7,000 a year. Pretty nice. Pretty nice extra money. $300 per child per month could help with daycare. Daycare, so expensive. Child care was so expensive. I wanted to work. I wanted to be there for my kids, but I had to go to work. And it was expensive. It actually got so expensive that I actually took my kids to work. And I set up a room in the office. So that's where we could have some babysitting there. And it was, it worked long enough until I put them in preschool. And then they went to preschool, learned how to read, write. And I am a fan of early education. I don't think school has to start at 5 years old. I think kids could start learning much earlier. They're developing their language skills. In fact, I think they could learn another language. It'd be really interesting. I know it's not going to be very popular, but it'd be fascinating to be able to, you know, have our children start learning for those that don't have multiple languages in the house. You know, even though I could speak other languages, not as fluently as I'd like to, I tried to teach my kids. It was hard. It was difficult, especially since my English isn't perfect and I speak too quickly. I'm like, let me at least get the kids to learn English. I'll leave Spanish and other languages up to the schools. Well, my kids aren't fluent in anything but English right now. So I am for early childhood education, I think, if that's what these kids want to do. But is this a lot of money? Payments would raise the annual child tax credit to a maximum of $3,600 per child per year from the previous limit of $2,000. They say most low-income and middle-class parents of children under 6 years old would receive a monthly payment of $300 per child, up to a total of $1,800 in 2021. Wow. Remaining $1,800 can be claimed by parents on their 2021 federal income taxes. For children aged 6 to 17, the credit's going to be a little less, $250 a month for a total of $3,000. There is no indication of a maximum number of children a family can claim for. According to Daily Mail, no suggestion that the amount paid out decreases for families with more than one child. Each eligible child will result in a family being paid the full amount. Tax credits will be paid for 1 year. Biden hopes to extend scheme until 2025 and make it permanent. So, if they're getting a monthly payment, I'm still confused. Is that just cash? Are they getting cash that they could use now plus a tax credit, or is that turning into a tax credit? So I'm still a little confused by that, and I'm sure they're going to roll that out. It's supposed to be unveiled as part of Biden's $1.8 trillion American Families Rescue Plan. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it is money that's going to hit the bank accounts by July 15th. Eligible families previously reclaimed the tax credit back when filing their annual taxes. The initiative is intended to run for a year and is intended to lift millions of children out of poverty. Biden has spoken of extending it to 2025 and hopes it could be made permanent. Child tax credits were previously capped at $2,000, and those are going to be raised. So I am a fan of children getting to eat, children getting to go to school, children getting fed. I am a little concerned about how they could make sure the money goes to kids. You know, there's been a lot of debate. Should daycare be paid for by the government? Well, if the choice is giving parents the money for daycare and then pocketing it and the kid not going to daycare or school, or guys, it's free, so drop your kid off, let the kid go, I'd rather know that the money is going to where it's going to. You know, I've talked to you guys about charities out there. I understand charities need donations, but sadly, a lot of the money has to go to administration. And so when I want to donate something, I want to know that what I'm giving is really going to that one person who needs it. And so I would almost rather buy the object. you know, issues or protocols changed with the WIC program where kids were getting food. Parents could get food for their kids. They could go to the grocery store and get a gallon of milk, get the bread, get the eggs. And I think it changed to we're going to put money on your card and honor system buy those things. And so I don't know if there's certain, you know, stopgap measures to prevent, you know, money going to cigarettes, money going to alcohol, money going to soda pop. But I'm a fan of the actual, I'm a fan of the actual food being given, the actual clothes being given, the actual health care. Same things with the card. We're spending money for an insurance card through the ACA. I would rather that money be at a clinic that's right there. Rather than give money to the insurance company, put the money into a free clinic that people can walk into. So I would rather money go directly to the people in need in terms of the objects. But I understand that that's logistically difficult. So it's much easier from a government standpoint to go, okay, here's money, use it for daycare, use it for... Now, the average parent has expenses. Right? They got to pay for food, they got to pay for clothes, they got to pay for, you know, daycare. I get that. But when we hear that we have poverty with children and we have all these food programs and Medicaid and all sorts of and, you know, free lunches and school lunches, and we have all these programs out there, why is any kid still starving? Is it because the money isn't going to food for them? Or going to daycare or going to what needs to be done? Which means you might have to just hand out the food. So, it's, you know, it's, they, parents need help, there's no doubt about that. Kids need help. But I just don't know if that system will work, you know, to the degree that it needs to. Now, some critics of this say, well, now the government is encouraging people to have more babies. Because people will have more babies, they'll bring in more money. I don't know, because honestly, having a kid is so expensive. Yeah, I love my two kids. If I could have had more, I would have. But with work and, you know, my starting to be in my 30s and already having issues with both pregnancies, we didn't know if I could have a healthy pregnancy my third time around. But an incentive of getting an extra $300 a month, I don't think is going to make somebody say, yeah, let's get pregnant again. It is more expensive to have a kid. So I don't know if that's an issue. But what it might be an issue is, who's paying for all this? Is there enough money to pay for all this? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams, but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. People thought I was crazy. And I had for years urged that kids be screened for cardiac issues and cardiac arrest, especially the student athletes. And, oh, you're ordering too many tests. You're too worried about things, kid. Kids don't get heart issues. You're ordering too many tests. Stop it. Okay, I wasn't ordering tests. I wanted kids screened and if at risk to do an EKG. Why? Because every now and then you would hear of a case where a child makes the scoring touchdown for his team, and before he could bask in the glory, collapses and ends up dying of cardiac arrest. There was a kid in Nevada who was, I think, just doing warm-ups for his little league, collapsed, died of cardiac arrest. Now, it's rare, but we were given, and we still are given these forms to fill out for sports physicals for kids before they do sports. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm screening an athlete. We should be screening everybody. We should be asking these exact same questions. Family history of heart disease. When you play outside, do you want to stop? Do you get tired? Do your legs feel wobbly? So kids aren't going to, especially young kids, aren't going to report symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, heart flutters, some nausea, some dizziness. If kids are having heart issues, they may say, my tummy hurts, or I want to take a nap. Now, which, by the way, not to freak out, kids say that stuff all the time. But you as a physician, when you deal with pediatrics, I mean, you really have to be in tune with what some, you know, what could be going on. I can't tell you how many times parent brings kid in for diarrhea. My kid has diarrhea. I go, I bet he has an ear infection. He doesn't have a fever, and he's not complaining of ear pain. You take a look, one ear beet red, bulging. That kid manifested his ear infection with some diarrhea. So this is why I'm not a pediatrician, because, I mean, you have to be not only good, but good to the third degree. I mean, if you are exponentially, you know, being hit with things, and you have to diagnose without a proper history, because many of these kids can't give that history, and these parents can't give that history. So I've always thought that kids need to be screened, and it's on us medical providers to be thorough about it. Well, finally, I mean, not finally in terms of they took too long, but I am very grateful that the American Academy of Pediatrics is saying screen all kids for cardiac arrest, which isn't that hard to do. So I'm glad. It just, we need these statements coming from these bodies of experts in order for doctors to have the time, insurance to pay, us having that latitude to order tests and have a consult by a provider. But, you know, people would think, well, the doctor listens to the heart. Well, I can't tell you how many times medical providers could be halfway. You know, my husband does DOT physicals, and he'll listen to the heart. He's like, oh, you have a murmur. Now, how long have you had that? Patient's like, say what? He's like, you have a heart murmur. Did your doctor pick it up? Because my doctor doesn't put the stethoscope on me. So many people say that their doctor is not putting the stethoscope on them. Now, most pediatricians are on it. They do. Because kids are coming in with coughs and colds. It's kind of hard not to listen to their chest. So kids might get that. But a lot of adults, they're seeing doctors without a stethoscope ever going on their chest. And for those people being managed by telemedicine, I could believe it. Nobody's there in the room. So the American Academy of Pediatrics gave a statement today, or yesterday, and they included four questions to incorporate into the screenings, including two that pertain to family history of heart issues. They say the unexpected death of a seemingly healthy child is a tragedy, not only for the family, but for the family community as well. Now, this is going to be published in the upcoming July issue of Pediatrics. They say multiple studies have looked at sudden deaths in young people, either as a whole or by individual disease processes. However, most of these studies are published in cardiology journals. The goal of the AAP PACES policy is to present expanded information to pediatricians and other primary care providers. So we're going to be screening for sudden cardiac arrest and sudden cardiac death, not only with pre-participation physicals, but also at least every 3 years or entry into middle, junior high school or high school. They say, in addition to family history, the group recommends physicians inquire about the following. Have you ever fainted? Have you ever passed out? You should also ask about seizures, ask about chest pain, trouble breathing, especially during exercise. They say, have you ever had unexplained seizures without warning in response to doorbells, alarm clocks, telephones? If you've ever had exercise-related chest pain or shortness of breath. So Where I would be very suspicious is when a parent would say, my kid has asthma. Bring their kid in going, my kid has asthma. Or a grown-up. I have asthma, so I need an inhaler. Okay, why do you have asthma? Were you diagnosed? Yeah, the doctors all said I had asthma. Okay, you know, were you tested? Why were you diagnosed with asthma? Oh, because when I exercise, I get short of breath. That could be asthma, but short of breath can also be a heart issue. Remember I told you guys I had a patient, young woman in her 20s, comes in as a new patient, says she needs a refill of an inhaler. And we squeezed her in between two back-to-back pap smears because I'm like, look, if it's an emergency, she needs an inhaler, and that's easy to do, inhaler refill. But I would screen everybody with a spirometry to check the status of their asthma in case they needed something more than a rescue inhaler. So she said that she was always diagnosed with asthma, just needs a refill of her inhaler because she's coming into asthma season. And she also said her asthma was acting up. And I go, okay, what are your symptoms? She goes, oh, now it's my asthma. I go, use a different word than asthma. Well, she said, I'm having trouble breathing. Now, women with trouble breathing, you got to check the heart, you got to check the lungs. I listened to the heart. Heart sounded okay. I listened to the lungs. It sounded crystal clear. So I'm like, well, we'll do your asthma test. We did a spirometry, which is one of the tests we could use. Came out normal. I mean, really good. And I'm like, let me do an EKG on you. And let me do a chest x-ray. If you're really having trouble breathing, I want to know why. The EKG came out normal, but to me it just looked a little funny. The chest x-ray, I thought the heart shape was fairly normal, but just something didn't seem right. So I sent her to the cardiologist. Cardiologist found that she had a tumor on her heart, in her heart. She never had asthma, but she was diagnosed with asthma because she thought it was asthma because when she would exercise, she got short of breath. So if your child is short of breath with exercise, they have to have their heart checked. They might have asthma, but still somebody's got to check the heart. So the American Academy of Pediatrics agrees with anybody, regardless of athletic status, to get checked. And then to get the electrocardiogram if there is a concern of sudden cardiac arrest. Now, these electrocardiograms can pick up a lot of different things. They're not 100%, but if they show some pretty large waves, that could be a sign of cardiomyopathy or hypertrophy, bigger muscle. And bigger muscle could unfortunately interfere with the way the heart beats and the way the heart pumps. So we don't have to do EKGs on every kid. But I've had multiple discussions with, you know, pediatric cardiologists, and I was screening all my athletes at least with an EKG. And we picked up some stuff. So kudos to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Well done on this one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.